J.S. Bailey is in the studio with me tonight. It's always interesting to discover another writer right here in our southwest corner of Ohio, where J.S. grew up and continues to live. We're going to talk about her novel titled The Land Beyond the Portal tonight. J.S., welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Yes, thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Within the first few pages, your main character, Laura, finds herself in a difficult situation. She's snowbound. She's home alone. What has happened that she's in this spot, so to speak?
In the opening, to bring on the suspense, you don't know what's going on. You know that something bad has just happened and she's waiting for a phone call. She hears the phone ring and she's upstairs when it rings. And so she rushes downstairs and on her way down, she accidentally trips and falls and she hits her head. So when she awakens from the head trauma, she realizes she can't remember who she is or what's going on. And so you, the reader, know that something terrible has happened, but now she doesn't have a clue. And her main goal is to figure out who she is. The only reason she knows that her name is Laura is because she has a class ring on her finger that's engraved with her first name. She starts exploring the house, trying to trigger the return of her memory. And when she goes down into the basement, she discovers there's this other room. And when she goes into it, somehow she's transported from that house into a more primitive land where it's summer, because where she was before it was snowing. So she knows she's in definitely a different place than where she started out.
So that's our introduction to a portal. This wrinkle in time, I think, is Madeline L'Engle's description of it. So she finds herself in this place called Sparkling Falls.
Yes.
And she meets some nice folks, but pretty soon there's a little bit of tension that arises. So who invites her to stay with them and what's going on in the background, so to speak?
The leaders of the village of Sparkling Falls are the Owens family, and they're willing to take her in because they have some extra rooms. They're friendly to her. They're welcoming, even though she's a stranger. But throughout the days that she's there, she realizes that not everybody in the town likes the Owens family. There's sort of a scandal because one of their children had gone missing some years before and was never found. And so some rumors have been spreading that maybe the father of the Owens family, Lord Arcturus, maybe he had something to do with it. And they're trying to smear his reputation, and Laura doesn't understand why.
And there's somebody that is sort of presented as a supernatural being that just sort of infuses everything in the town. So who is Litchfield?
Litchfield is sort of the man behind the scenes. The villagers worship him as a sort of deity. They have what they call the Holy Valley Day celebration every year, where they celebrate the formation of the village and they worship Litchfield for all he has done for them. And you know that he's been around for a very long time. And Laura's kind of concerned because she thought that maybe they're just worshiping a false god, but she realizes that this person has really been living for all these hundreds of years, and she wants to find out more about what's going on with that.
There are several levels of the supernatural. Would that be the best way to describe it? Is that how you think of,
yes,
of what interests you? There's also certainly some romance in this novel.
A little bit.
Yeah. So what young man comes into her life?
Laura meets this 19-year-old named Mark, and he's willing to help her sort of get to the bottom of some of this. He's had some trauma in his childhood, too. They band together. He's one of the few people willing to sort of question the status quo and help Laura out. Also, the Owens' housekeeper, Rochelle, she, too, came through a portal into this land and never returned to her former home because she had lost her parents at a young age, and she realized it's probably better to stay here with these nice people than to go back to where I didn't have anything. And so she also helps Laura as they try to get to the bottom of this.
There's some real geographical boundaries involved here, too, for these folks, aren't there? These three young people are willing to venture beyond.
Sparkling Falls is one of two villages in a valley, and everyone wants to stay in the valley because they know that if they leave, they're probably not going to come back because Mark lost his parents when they tried to venture forth. They were presumed dead in a bear attack. To stay safe, everyone just stays in the valley. But when one of Lord Arcturus's other children goes missing after Laura arrives, she, Rochelle, and Mark decide that they probably need to leave the valley to try to find her because everyone has scoured the valley. She's nowhere to be found, and they know that the only way to figure out where she is to step beyond into the wilderness.
So there's lots of suspense and there's lots of possibilities for danger. So we'll let folks find that out on their own. I do want to ask you, one can write about a number of things. So what is it that attracted you to the supernatural?
I enjoy ghost stories. I love stories about aliens and things like that, just because it's different from what we see every day. And some of my favorite authors deal with the supernatural. You know, I read a lot of Dean Koontz, I read Ted Decker, I read Stephen King. And so it's just, I don't know, we have the mundane world around us all the time. And when there's the supernatural, it just makes things more fun and interesting.
Well, it certainly gives your imagination free rein, I would think. Tell me, is this your first novel? And where did writing begin for you?
This is my first published novel. I actually wrote another novel back in high school that I'll call my practice novel. It was about shape-shifting aliens. Looking back, it was very bad that it was necessary for me to write it to sort of gain the skills that I need to write better. I can't remember when I started writing. My mom has these little projects that I made when I was 5 and 6 where I would try to write stories. So I honestly have no clue what possessed me to sit down and do it. No, she read me stories from the time I was a very small child, and I began reading probably when I was about 4, and I've been doing that ever since.
Do you think you'll continue your writing career?
Yes. I've actually self-published a short story in the Kindle store called Vapors. That was sort of an experiment on my part just to see what would happen, because so many people, you make it big, self-publishing. I've had a few paid downloads, but I did 2 free specials and had over 1,000 downloads from that, so that was kind of exciting. And also my second novel, Rage's Echo, will be out probably around this October or November, and it is a ghost story. So there's lots of the supernatural there. It was very fun writing it, and I look forward to having others read it and enjoy it too.
Perfect timing for Halloween, it sounds
yes.
like. We wish you much success with your writing career. Thanks so much
yes,
for
thank
visiting.
Thank you. It was great being here.
Good to visit with you tonight. I've been talking with J.S. Bailey about her novel, which is titled The Land Beyond the Portal. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.